What's up, guys? I'm super excited. I know I always say that, but last week's episode was really, really good. I think to date, it's the episode that I've gotten the most feedback on. I knew there were a lot of people that dealt with that misconception of, you know, the whole one parent versus two, and sometimes people on the other side of either fence feeling like the other side had it better, even in regards to childhood experiences. So seeing so many people reach out and leave comments, hit me up on Instagram like, yo, like, I definitely dealt with this, so this makes a whole lot of sense. Really, it feels good. It feels good to have content that people genuinely understand where I'm coming from. And not only that, but they can relate to it. And I did get a suggestion from Desiree, who said it would be a good idea to have a female on and really just talk about the experiences that they have in their perspective, because I don't know, but I am aware of certain dynamics and issues that females may have with a dad versus a mom, just as people and as far as just being women, you know what I mean? So I feel like that just adds an entirely different level to the conversation. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing an episode 3 and potentially 4 on that, and really getting some interesting minds in here to have that discussion. So definitely look forward to that as well. And it just speaks to, again, feedback. It can be difficult to really have content that can speak to everyone because there's so many different scenarios. But with feedback and with hearing back from you guys, which is why I appreciate it so much, it at least gives me a better chance to find myself somewhere in the ballpark where everyone can walk away from this and be like, okay, yeah, I picked up something. So yeah, look forward to that. And as for this episode, we're picking up where we left off last time, which was talking about empathy and how that plays a part in how you experience your parents, regardless of if you have one or two, or if you had a good upbringing or a bad one. Empathy is the determining factor. So we're picking up there. But before we get into that, here's some segue music from my good friend Ben Didelo for the thought of the day. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to start with a thought of the day of sorts. So today I got up, and usually when I get up, after I get all my general things together, I get on YouTube and look up tech reviews or book reviews or lectures or just in general motivational things. And I realized that a lot of my feed, because we're in a time of social media and algorithms and all of that stuff, a lot of my feed was posts talking about fear. And at one point in my life, I was definitely dealing with fear, whether it was fear that what I wanted to accomplish wouldn't be as good, or wouldn't be accomplished at all, or wouldn't be worth it. And those were things that I had to work through. But now that I've worked through those things, seeing it constantly, I think can trick you into thinking that you haven't dealt with it yet. It's like if you constantly go to the doctor for a cough and your cough is cured, but you're still going to the doctor to give cough medicine and they're still telling you about all of these symptoms, I think in a way it can make you feel like you haven't really dealt with it yet because you're still constantly going through the motions of getting that. And that's not to say that you don't constantly need reminders here and there, but I don't think you should always need the same motivation on the same topic unless you're just not really applying the information, which is a different story. But it's just funny because it's the same thing with Instagram. I can go on Instagram and double tap one picture of a girl who may have had a nice outfit on with a big butt, or I can double tap one photo of someone making a pizza. The next day or an hour later on my Explore feed, it's nothing but girls with big butts, or it's nothing but people making pizza. It's like, dude, I liked one photo of pizza. Like, I liked one photo of a female. You know what I mean? So I think it's important, especially in this digital age, to make sure that, one, on a personal level, you're identifying the cause of whatever it is that you're feeling. So if it's fear, for me, I had to go back and ask myself, okay, where is this fear coming from. And after I identify that, then I take the next step. And it's like, okay, maybe I need to get better at planning out my day and what I need to do and not spending too much time on something so I don't feel overly invested. And then instead of constantly seeing videos about fear, I have progress. So my searches are different. I'm searching for, okay, how do I plan better? That way I'm seeing a bunch more content that speaks to the need to plan out things more. You know what I mean? So I definitely think it's important to do that. And I feel like once you do that, you're able to effectively utilize social media and YouTube and these content-based sites to grow and not feel like you aren't growing, or to have grown and be tricked into feeling like you haven't. You know what I mean? That sounds weird, but I hope it makes sense. So, yeah, with that being said, be careful on social media. Like what you like. Don't like what you don't like. And be purposeful. So, with that being said, let's get into the episode. Perspective is just like you really just tap into a super enormous pool of empathy.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you know what? Like,
and see, that's something you touched on, and as you was explaining it, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, like, damn, am I empathetic? And to a degree I am, but through this conversation, that's one of those things like I can for sure continue to work on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, I would be lying to anybody listening and to myself if I'm not like, yo, there's days where I'm just like, this shit don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But then I'll pull up, I'll walk upstairs, and I'm literally greeted with so much love. Like, mm-hmm. y'all can hear how loud he is on the podcast. It's like 40 times that in person. For real. So, for real. And it's like, and he... One thing I can commend you on that I think I've watched you like sharpen that tool is like, yo, just the way you handle people, you mm-hmm. handle everybody the same. Mm-hmm. So like, and what I mean by that is like, you might get frustrated with one of us or whatever, but like it never drives you mad. Mm-hmm. Whereas other niggas, or Jonathan, for instance. Yo, I need like, y'all just need five.
Yeah.
I just need, and you get your five because you'll lock your door, right, you'll zone out and do your thing. But like it's never affected how you move for real.
Right.
Like you are a very consistent person. Like, and that's something I can commend you on.
Thank you.
Like that is so dope. Like, and it's something I look up to because I'm like, oh, okay. This nigga, no matter what is going on, is gonna be like, all right, cool, and go in his room, lock his door, put on his jazz, and he'll come back out in 20 minutes and will be rejuvenated mm-hmm. and be hugging and mm-hmm. high-fiving and laughing and sharing whatever news it is that you have. And it's just like, those are the things when your parents are like, I did the best that I can.
Right.
Those are the things that they see in us.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Like, obviously they want us to be successful and all those things, but like, honestly, I'm almost certain everybody's parents just want them to be. You know what? I'm almost certain parents that have raised their children with the intention of being good people
right.
are happy to see their children turn out to be good and great people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, I know your parents, just like mine, give you grief about whatever it is that's they feel like they want to grieve about that day. But yo, they know that the child that they have is out here doing great things.
Right.
And he's a good person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he's out here being empathetic. He's out here being considerate of others. He's out here making sure, okay, cool, I need to do this, but I also need to make sure I take care of home, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you haven't letting that get away from you in this crazy world and life that we live in. And, like, obviously, we've had our conversations off mic just about ways we can improve our relationships with our people. And right. I for sure know I've seen you like make a valiant effort to get out more and just right. stop by on a Sunday. Like your Sundays used to go from being like a 2-hour visit to like, you know what, I'm gonna just hang out here on Sunday.
Right, right.
You know what I'm
for
saying?
Real, though. Like, for
okay,
real.
Cool.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that does something for your psyche
mm-hmm.
just the way you approach your work, the way you approach being creative, the way you approach your human-to-human interactions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about family in your village that, like you said, it just softens you when you allow it.
Yeah.
Because, there, yeah. like you said, there are people who literally have a parent like mom, like my mom, who's loving, who will go above and beyond, who will literally make it all happen, and they still are just so hell-bent on how this other person treated them,
right.
whether it be their mother or dad, that they're rejecting this one parent.
Yeah.
And it's like, bruh, like...
Who can give you exactly what it is that you need to...
At least what you need in that moment. Develop and
overcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because like you said, like, people are gonna get you to a certain point in life, and then they're going to either... they're either gonna continue to grow with you, or they're gonna fall off like leaves in the fall. Like, mm-hmm. for real. And I realized that in like my intimate relationships, I was looking for so much more from these women that I was dealing with, and like they was giving me exactly what I needed, and mm-hmm. not in that slime ball like, oh, I was getting sex and then like, you know, that's right. what I needed. I'm literally like I dealt with this one girl for like 2 years, mm-hmm. and literally I learned to be patient, and I learned that I was capable of actually being with somebody for an extended period of time, because right. I've showed myself that I can devote 24 months to this person. Mm-hmm. I've dated someone who was insecure, and I'm thinking like, oh, how are you insecure when you have all these things going right for you?
Right.
And that was teaching me like, yo, just take a step back, mm-hmm. and look at the picture for what it is, and understand like, we don't all have it together. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, and it's like, and that's why sometimes it just takes time.
It does.
Sometimes it takes time, it takes learning, it takes experience. Because I remember when I really first started at Tree, I literally distanced myself from my family.
Right.
Because I knew that they had that super unconditional, one, it was that unconditional love, and right. two, it was that Christian theory.
Right.
So when they have that, it's always like, hey, you know, you can, what are you doing over there? And you know, you can be okay, and you can get a job, and you can,
right,
and it's
right.
always that, yo, if this doesn't work,
right.
we got you.
Right.
And at that time, when you're trying to zone in and focus on doing something, you know what I mean, that you want to do that may seem impossible by right. whatever standards,
right.
you always hearing that, yo, if this don't work out, I got you. That's not helping you.
It's not.
Move forward.
If anything, so, it's almost creating like a plan B.
Right.
Like,
it's almost making you be like, hard. Yo, all right, cool. I'll yeah. be all right. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right.
So literally I spent maybe like 3-4 years. Like you said, I'm over there for an hour. Or I'm talking to my mom literally lives 45 minutes away, but I'm talking to her for 15 minutes every 3 weeks.
Right.
Like, she lives a whole state, you know what I mean? A whole state away. And then as I developed and as I started to accomplish and get myself more grounded in that mindset, mm-hmm. where I know what that is, I know how to deal with it, mm-hmm. then it came time for me to be like, okay, cool. Let me go over there for 2 hours.
Right.
Let me go over there and spend, like, you literally what you said, let me go over there and, okay, I'm here for a minute because I know them, I know how this is going right, to go, right, I know right. what I've built up within me to be able to combat whatever it is, because I don't go home looking for them to change.
Right, right.
My mom is literally, if I'm at the house long enough, or I'm talking to her long enough, she's gonna be like, "So, when are you gonna come to church? You know, Jesus is your Lord and Savior." She's gonna do it, like without a doubt. But I know that.
Right, right.
So now it's not even like it bothers me. It's just right. like, my, I ain't trying to hear that.
Nah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she's still gonna do it no matter what.
But it's also dope that you've been able to. You've been able to hone in on those type of like skills. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And it like, whether that's through like mentorship or that's just time mm-hmm. with you learning yourself, that's just dope that you've been able to be like, you know what? I know I have to remove myself.
Right.
Like, I know I have to remove myself if I'm really trying to become this person, because I need to focus on becoming this person to an extent, and then I can integrate things back in. It's like how we talk about eating. You
right.
know what I'm saying? How me and you'll be like, yo, like, I'm not going to eat this week because I just need to see how my body functions without it.
Right.
Yo, I need to not talk to my mom for 2 weeks and see how I fare
yeah.
having to deal with certain shit that right. I would normally just pick up the phone and be like, yo,
mm-hmm.
this is what this is what I'm going through. How you feel about it? Because like you said, when the thing about being an entrepreneur and dealing with your peoples is they're always looking out for you.
Yeah.
So
right.
it's,
no matter
it's,
what.
No matter what. So it's extremely hard for them to take themselves out of that mama bear, papa bear role and look at it as a friend who's also, first of all, they're probably not in the same industry sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's very hard for them to just take themselves out of that role and just hear you out for what it is you're saying as mm-hmm. opposed to hear it out for like, they did what to my son?
Right,
they,
right,
they did
right.
what to my daughter? Right. It's like, nah, that's not what I was trying to like. Right. I was really just trying to vent.
Right.
And now
you right. now you turn it into a whole right, thing. Like you're right. ready to
and
pull
it,
up.
Right. Right. And right. It's like that scenario where people are like, yo, be careful what you tell your friends about your significant other, because your friends will hold that over their head nope. while you will move on, love and forgive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like your peoples is going to do the same thing. They're going to be sitting there like, I mean, everything's going good now, but.
What about
six
when
months
they,
ago?
Yeah,
remember
right.
that time you told me you felt that this was going on, and now, so mm-hmm. you're just gonna ignore that now? And it's like, nah, I've just grown, and I right. know that it's not what I perceived it to be in that moment mm-hmm. due to my lack of
understanding and yeah,
exactly,
all of that. Yeah,
exactly. So, like I said, man, I commend you. I'm excited for this podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is going good.
This is really
going
dope.
Good.
Like,
I appreciate that.
You said this is what you wanted to do as far as integrating your friends. I'm excited to see what other episodes with a lot of your other friends are going to sound like. Like, I'm for sure excited to hear Wolf and potentially, you know, the friends that we have outside of the studio that come through and holler at us every once in a while. But yeah, man, I definitely think that having early on, I'll say, because I feel that at some point you just have to like, you just gotta, you can't wait. At some point, like, you just can't wait any longer for answers that you may never get.
Because
mm-hmm. some people are, what's the word I'm looking for? Some people are just as scared or angry with themselves about the way they handle that situation.
Or they could be looking, you looking for your dad and your dad looking for his dad.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so
like
there's
yo,
this cycle.
Like,
there's this cycle. And it's like, and one thing that I've told myself that if I was to have children, and it's something I'm undecided on because of my relationship with my father.
Mm-hmm.
That is a actual fact. I'm not petrified because I think I would make a great parent,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also just nervous
mm-hmm.
based off of how I grew up.
Right.
Like, it's so funny because the other day I was having this thought where, like, yo, we work so much that, I mean, one, I don't envision having kids for like another 10 years. So, you know, that's not really on my plate. But I'm like, yo, like, the scenario could change and the scenario could be the same in the sense of, I know for me when I was a kid, one thing that's like always just like tugged at my heart is the times that I did see my dad as a child, it would be like a fly by night. It would be like, oh, I'm in Jersey for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see him on like the day he's leaving. Like I would see him that morning and then I would go with my grandmother to drop him off at the Greyhound. And I would be like bawling, like, mm-hmm. no, I don't want you to go.
Yeah.
Like to the point where like I passed out in the car.
What?
Yeah. just working myself up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was because I felt like he was leaving me again.
Yeah.
It was that reoccurring, like, you're leaving, you're never gonna be here, da da da.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I think I was at the gym or some shit and I was in like the steam room or something, and like I worked myself up again into thinking like, oh shit, I'm gonna be the parent that like I'm gonna have kids and like they'll never want for anything, but like I'll be on like a phone call or I'll have to leave for business and my son or daughter may be like, no, daddy's leaving. And it literally sent me back to being five.
Yeah.
And I literally got scared.
Wow.
I was like, yo, that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where I told myself like, yo, if I have children, not only am I going to be like the best dad, but like I'm going to do my best to not repeat the same mistakes. And I think I wouldn't, because I know that I now know.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing is half the battle. And you just have to apply what you now know. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You could fucking read every book in the world, but if you don't apply any of the knowledge that you're learning, like, yeah. What was the point?
You know and it goes back to what you said, because even what you were saying as far as, and I appreciate everything you were saying in regards to, like, the growth that you've seen in me, but it comes from reading and getting mentorship. Right. You know what I mean? Whether it's watching you guys and observing you guys and right. hear what y'all stories was, or right. talking to Groove, or talking to Molly and hear about her experiences, right. or reading books about people, like... We're talking about brains here.
Yeah.
We're talking about minds that either function or don't function according to how we feel like they should function.
Right, right.
So when you look at it from that perspective, it's like, okay, this is a little bit more understandable, and it's not so much, oh, you did this out of
right,
spite.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean? Right, I was reading right. something the other day, and there was this guy who, he married man, has kids, started touching on his daughter. So he starts touching on his daughter. His wife calls the police on him about all of this. They put him in jail for being a pedophile. Put him on, he goes to court, and the doctor finds out, they do a study on him. They find he has a tumor on this part of his brain. So they get rid of the tumor. All the pedophilia tendencies go away. He's back normal. He's at home. A year or so later, the tumor grew back. He starts touching on his daughter and stuff again. And they're like, here's someone who knew what they were doing was wrong, but they right. literally couldn't help it because there was something on their brain
right.
keeping them from accessing that thing that keeps you, gives you the will to not make a decision.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean? Right. So it's like, when you look at it, it's like, yo, something that drastic can happen from a tumor in the brain. But it's like, right. yo, you know what I mean? It's yeah. like, it's literally, like I said, most conversations, I feel like most things with life tie back around to having a sense of empathy and just appreciation, and through reading and actually asking questions, not right. trying to deal with stuff on your own.
Right. And that's, you know, something I mean? Else I've had to grow out of.
Yeah.
That might have been up until me and Groove had a conversation. I can't remember when it was, but like, shit, it might have been last year or like 2016. I can't remember, to be honest, but I know it was Groove, and we was talking, and I was just like, yo, like, I just don't know how to go about XYZ. And he was like, well, did you talk to guys about it? And I was like, nah.
I remember you telling me that.
I don't
want to
burden them. And he was like, nigga, what? That's the dumbest shit. He's like, he's like, they're your friends, right? Like, you believe they're your friends? I'm like, yeah, of course. He's like, so talk to your friends.
Right.
He's like, and if it's not a situation in which you want to talk to them, then come and talk to me. And I'm like, yo, that's so simple and easy, but in my brain, mm-hmm. I had conditioned myself to believe that, oh, well, if I can't speak to my dad about these scenarios, mm-hmm. then, like, how can I just bring this to other random men in my life? And it's like, easy. You just open your mouth, be like, hey, I'm having this issue. And it doesn't even have to be a community thing. It could be one. I can go to UX and Romero on 3 different days or in 3 different hours
right.
and ask people. Or I could sit everybody down in a circle and be like, hey, look, this is what's going on in my mm-hmm. head right now. I'm coming to y'all because I don't know what else to do. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And literally, you just go from there. But like you said, that is something I've had to seriously overcome. And I think that just came more with just like trust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because yeah. for a long time, I've just always felt like, I don't even know that I felt like something bad was going to happen, but like, it was just from this place of like, it was an insecurity. It was just mm-hmm. like, yo, I don't know what'll happen if I speak my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me speaking my mind, I'm just gonna hoard this feeling.
Right.
But everybody knows when you hoard emotions and things that you're dealing with, you're just gonna blow up, and you can blow up at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the wrong time could cost you career. It could cost you your friends. It could cost you your life. Girlfriend. It could yeah. cost you your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that could be the day like you decide like you. You just so angry and tough that you go and deal with someone who's 10 times tougher and has right. no limits.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's for sure something that like I've overcome for sure. I'm still working on it, but like I've overcome it in the sense of I'll now come and sit down and have those conversations that maybe I thought like, oh, I have to deal with everything myself. You know what I'm saying? Because for a long time, I thought that's what a man was.
Right.
I thought a man was like, okay, people help you out to a certain extent, which is true. Mm-hmm. But then as a man, you just got to figure out everything else on your own.
Right.
Which is not necessarily the case. You may have to make that final decision, but you can go to people and talk about how you come to that decision. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Aaron, who's a really great friend of mine and someone who I've been able to lean on in those moments of insecurity, with this scenario. And I was talking to her one day, and I talked to her, and then I spoke to this lady named Karen, who's newer into my world, and I'm appreciative of Karen as well. And I was talking to them on two separate occasions, and they was just like, yo, this scenario with your dad is something that, like, you haven't gotten over because you keep replaying different events that have happened along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, the way you'll get over this is the day that you decide that enough is enough for you.
Right.
And I made that decision last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me till 25 to figure out, like, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Because,
and that's good. Some people don't figure that out till they 40, 50.
And it's so, and why I'm excited about that is because the world that we work in and live in is extremely different from the 9-to-5 world and other things. And, like, trust amongst us, I mean, trust amongst humans in general should be valued. But I really pride myself on being able to trust y'all and vice versa.
Right.
And so me being able to open up to just talk about the little things that would send me over the edge in a normal setting, and just in this setting, has been so life-changing, for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's, like you said, being able to watch you guys and to have the conversations that I've had with, like, Groove's mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
me and Groove's
right,
mom, remember
real.
That night we talked downstairs in the lounge for, like, 3 hours?
Bruh, she's a
see
wizard.
Where Groove gets it from.
Yeah.
Like, his parents are magicians. Like,
like,
they're literally people who, like, stop to take breaths.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
just even, like, in talking to Groove and how he was brought up, I have a better understanding for him and his mentality and why he's so chill and, you know, just docile about, or stoic about just life. And I'm like, yo, you know, it's one of those things where 3 years ago, I wasn't as open as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for a fact because, like, I was low-key sharing my secrets and tales with just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I confided in her so much. And, like, we've low-key, like, silently moved on from each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, what are you going to do now? You're just going to hoard your feelings again? Or you're going to trust your friends and family? You know what I'm saying? And I think for a long time, even tying back into the being able not to do it all by yourself, is I just started coming to this conclusion that I completely made up because no one told me. I didn't read it in a book. I didn't see it on Google. I came up with, oh, I can't talk to my mom about this now. So now I just have to figure it out for myself.
Yeah.
And it's just like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, who, where did that come from? But that was just a thought because I'm an only child. You know what I'm saying? So like, where you not, and not even to say where you may have had Mark or your sisters to talk about it because your sisters are younger than you, so they're gonna be like, Kyle, I don't know, and I'm a woman, so I don't know, like, I don't know what that is, but now I'm able to just say it and y'all be like, well, we know Roop's an asshole, but aside from that, this is how I potentially would handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not wrong, but the way you approached it this time could have been better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you were completely wrong and you're approaching everything with shit.
Right.
And if I was you, this is how I would go about it next time. So therefore, you don't drown yourself the way you just did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, so.
Yeah. And I really think, honestly, because we definitely, I feel like we hopped all over the place, but it literally drives home the point of, there's so many random experiences you can have, whether you have both parents or one.
Agreed.
That all come back around to a place of really just trying to understand what happened. And even if you can't understand what happened, understand how it could happen.
Right.
And understand how no matter what happened, you still have the opportunity to take it and build whatever you choose to build off of it. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different scenarios, even if you're talking about two people who had one parent.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Or vice versa. So I think it really just goes to anyone who may feel like they have a chip on their shoulder or anything like that because they were missing a parent or whatever. Understand that everyone, just because you have one or missing one or have both, doesn't necessarily put you at an advantage or a disadvantage.
Right.
What the only thing that can really do that is just the experiences and the information.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can understand how it could do more for you if the person teaching you looks like you.
Or
just know certain things about you. But understand that we're all not so very insanely unique that there's no one or no book out there that can speak to who we are and help us turn that into something else. You know what I mean? So I definitely think that's really just the goal of the episode, and I hope we got that across and going through, you know, all these different random scenarios. But it's true, because I'm sure that whoever's listening, I'm sure y'all have a scenario that sounds somewhat similar, but it's maybe a little bit different because your mom had you at 15. Or, you know what I mean? So it ain't no telling.
And was raised by your grandma.
Exactly. So these are all different things that happen, but definitely, you know, it's so much. It's so much, but we can all do it and communicate and read books and podcasts like this one and know that you're not here alone. I literally have a poster on my wall. It's a quote from James Baldwin that says, "You think your pain and heartbreak are unprecedented in the world, but then you read."
Boom.
Boom. So on that note, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much. One Could Argue. Shout out to my dog, Roop.
Hey, shout out to Kyle.
For sharing his life with us and, you know, just talking about things that matter, things that are important. And what's your follow, Roop, on Instagram, Twitter? He has two. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm going to try to make this more simple, but it's Art Mason on both platforms. You just add an E on Twitter. On Instagram, there's an underscore between Art and Mason. So ART underscore Mason on IG, ARTEMASON on Twitter. Thank you, Kyle. I do appreciate you.
For sure.
This was a great platform, and I do hope the listeners do find this to be somewhat informative. Like he said, we did kind of ramble, but I think within the ramble there was a lot of points that you can identify with. And then just on a closing note, whether you were raised by one parent, two parents, a grandparent, understand that that person or those people do love you. Understand that there's a lot of love out here for you. Email Kyle. He is a great person to just talk to if you need to get some off your chest, and I'm sure he'll do his best to respond as urgently as possible.
Of course.
And yeah, he also makes dope ass posters. That poster that he read is a poster he made, actually. Yes, it is a James Baldwin quote, but he made that sick ass poster. Y'all gotta see his room. He's gotta figure out how to show you. Oh, you just gotta go to his Instagram and
Definitely go to Instagram. We're gonna eventually do a video episode. We're gonna get videos moving, and they're gonna be very player.
That's wavy.
Very player. So, yeah, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, One Could Argue, O-N-E, Could Argue, on Twitter and Instagram. My personal Instagram and Twitter is K-V-L-E. Follow me. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Leave reviews, leave comments, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Tina, what up?
And that's it for part two. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I think it's a general consensus to say that the determining factor in having a good or at least a childhood worth appreciating isn't about whether you have one parent or two, but understanding the difficulty or trials and tribulations that can go into just having children and dealing with being responsible for another life. It's not easy. So I think if we lead with empathy, I feel like even people who really had tough childhoods, I feel like you can find something worth appreciating, because it's a good chance that it could have been harder, much harder. So with that being said, see you guys on the next one.